From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it's a fraction after 2:30, and I'm pleased to welcome to Cambridge 105 this afternoon Simon Pickering from Winter Comfort in Cambridge. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Fantastic. And you are Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for January.
We are indeed. Thank you very much.
So that must be an exciting thing for you, because being a local charity, getting this sort of awareness out about what you do, I think is probably quite important for you guys.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity, and we are, you know, we are a local charity. We genuinely got that connection to Cambridge, and we are constantly amazed by how supportive people are locally. But there's still so much more to do, and homelessness continues to be an issue and is going to be here for the foreseeable future. So we're delighted to be joining the campaign.
So just tell us more about Winter Comfort for people who aren't familiar with what you guys do.
Yeah, so Winter Comfort, we're in our 25th year actually this year, and Winter Comfort is there as a day centre to support the homeless community of Cambridge, and that forms a variety of different activities. One of the main things we're known for is our welfare service. So we provide cooked breakfast, hot showers and a laundry service for rough sleepers in the city. That's probably the service we're most well known for. And alongside that, we run two social enterprises, Food for Food and Overstream Clean. And both of those enterprises are all about getting homeless people back into work, moving people much closer to the job market than they currently are when they first come to see us. And so that's in a few sentences, that's what we do.
I suppose it's important to try and get people back into work. I mean, I've got experience in mental health and trying to get people back into work there. And obviously, there's often a lot of crossover between mental health and in particular homelessness, because the two do often come in hand in hand, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's a huge connection there. I mean, people that come to use our services have got a variety of different issues and things going on in their lives. Mental health is always, a high likelihood with a lot of our service users, alongside other issues, such as debt and substance misuse, and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, there's a huge connection going on there.
So with regards to homelessness in Cambridge, often I go along the streets at night and there are people sleeping rough in shop doorways, asking for money, and lots of people selling the big issue. Within Cambridge, is it often one of these sort of cities where it's difficult to tap into getting these people to come and seek support and get support from services like you guys? Or is it a matter of making sure that there's provision in place at, say, a national level as well to help you guys too?
So it's a combination. So there is a street outreach service who do a really good job actually engaging all the rough sleepers in the city, and we're one of the local services or charities doing some work around that issue, and they do well to promote Winter Comfort to rough sleepers. I mean, the reality is that Cambridge is seeing a huge increase in rough sleeping. It's, and it's becoming more obvious to people contacting us. It's becoming more obvious to the press and the local community. So it is becoming, in the last sort of 5 years, we've seen it sort of double. So it's a big issue at the moment.
Do you work with the police as well?
Yeah, so we work in close partnership with the police and City Council Housing and Cambridgeshire County Council, and in my experience, the sector works really well together, actually, in terms of...
So it is all joined up then?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a huge challenge on. Everybody knows we're in, there's a real challenge for all of us involved. And within Cambridge, it's working. It works well, actually.
And do you find that a lot of people are coming to you and referring themselves, or is it someone else, maybe another homeless person, that's then gone on to refer someone to come to your service?
It's a combination. So Winter Comfort is really well known amongst the homeless community in Cambridge, so people find their way to us. And then what we're finding is that people get involved in our other activities, such as learning and development and our social enterprises. And what we're finding is that people are coming to us to say, can I get involved in that? And they're being referred by other people that use our services. So it's sort of, yeah, and that's good. That's a really good position to be in. It's, people want to engage in the services that we run. So it's fantastic.
Now, I think I've seen a statistic nationally that men make up the vast majority of the homeless population. Within Cambridge, is that pretty much the same, or is it pretty much an even split at the moment between homeless men and homeless women?
No, the majority are still men. But what we are seeing and have seen over the last few years, and we've been looking at our statistics in the last few weeks, actually, we're actually seeing that at the moment, 15% of our service users at Winter Comfort, so it's not 100% rough sleeping, but 15% of our service users are women and 85% are men, sort of over the course of a year. But that's quite a movement, actually. I think 5 years ago, we were about 7% were women, 93% men. So we are seeing it is starting to go the other way.
So the money that you raise and gets raised for you, where does that normally go?
So the money raised goes to support the services that I've just described. So it goes to support our welfare service. So a cooked breakfast will cost you £2. You know, that's how much it costs us to provide a cooked breakfast. Other money provided goes to pay the salaries of our specialist staff team. So we're really, you know, people in Cambridge are very generous. They provide lots of gifts in kind and toiletries and food donations and things like that. But what we also need to do is raise some money alongside that so that we can pay our staff who really do the business. You know, they do the work with our service users. And
Without them, the service wouldn't be able to run.
Yeah, without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And we wouldn't be able to deal with some of the real difficult issues that people have in their lives. So we could do... You know, we can do the hot showers, we can do the feeding, we can do that, but we can't do some of the other things that people need help with, you know, such as filling out forms. You know, some of the forms that our service users have to complete are sometimes 85 pages long.
Crikey.
You know, and that needs a specialist sort of person to be able to tackle that and support somebody in getting through that process. So
we are now in January. The Christmas period has now passed, and often people tend to think about homeless people on the lead up to Christmas, but after Christmas, awareness around homelessness, it seems to drop off a cliff, if you don't mind me saying. People don't often think about it, even though we're still in the winter months.
Yes, so, yeah, in December, Winter Comfort is absolutely manic. It's so busy, and part of my job is about, you know, raising profile of the charity and raising funds to support our work. And so December is like our golden month. Everybody wants to talk about homelessness in December. And the challenge for us then comes in January, February. It's still really cold. We still need to run our services. Homelessness is still there. And so, you know, the challenge is still on for us to keep raising the profile and keep drumming away and getting the work done, really. It doesn't stop. It's, you know, it's year round for us.
And when it comes to, you've talked about your staff, you must have people who volunteer for you guys as well.
Yes, we've got an average about 50 volunteers at the moment. And we've got a member of our team. Emma is our volunteer coordinator. And so she looks after our volunteers. She fills gaps where we need people to come in. And so in last year, we started opening 7 days a week, all week, you know, all weekends and all week. And we rely on our volunteers to make that happen as well.
So you're offering a 7 day service then?
Yes. Yeah, because homelessness is there 7 days a week. So we're trying to meet that need, really.
And if someone wants to fundraise for you and wants to find out more information and wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
So a good portal call is our website. We've got a lovely new website donated by a local company called wintercomfort.org.uk. Or you can email us. The best email is info@wintercomfort.org.uk.
Excellent stuff. Simon Pickering, thank you very much for joining me, and congratulations for being Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for January.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I must also say thank you very much to Dave and the Cam Hams for raising £50 for Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for January, and that money will be going to Winter Comfort.